This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners. And here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, the Canada West Championship Final features the University of Saskatchewan Huskies up against the University of Alberta Golden Bears. We'll talk to Canada West First Team All-Star and former five-year WHLer Logan McVeigh, who led the Huskies in scoring this season. Moose Jaw Warrior goaltender Zach Sachenko is a back-to-back award winner for the Vaughan Goaltender of the Week. The Warriors are hot as well. We'll hear from Zach in minutes. And Regina Pats forward Nick Henry is the WHL Player of the Week. He'll join us as well. The Canada West Championship Series begins this weekend between the University of Saskatchewan Huskies and the Alberta Golden Bears. Between the teams, 48 WHL alumni taking advantage of the WHL scholarship program while playing hockey at the U Sport level. I spoke with forward Logan McVeigh, a Canada West First Team All-Star hoping to lead the Huskies to the national title. Logan, first of all, it looks like things have really come together here for you in year two with the Huskies. What kind of year has it been for you?
Yeah, it's been a fun year. You know, it helps a lot when you have a good team, especially like ours. You know, the points they come with your line. You know, my line has been incredible all year with Michael Sefelius and Josh Roach. We've been able to put up some points and get a few wins together, and you know, we're looking forward to getting to the finals here.
For you, your second year, did you expect it to come together so quick at this level at U Sport and having the season you did, leading your team in scoring?
No, definitely didn't expect it. You know, you're definitely hoping for a good year. But, yeah, things definitely came together here in my second year. The league's amazing. You know, it's incredible hockey. So to put up points like that, it's definitely exciting.
You're going to take on the Alberta Golden Bears, and the two teams were really the top teams all year. And you come off a victory over Mount Royal to get to the final. How do these two teams stack up? It seems like every year, you know, the road to a national title has to go through one of these two teams.
Yeah, exactly. Just like you said, it runs through these two teams. Seems like every year, you know, both teams are very good, very young teams, very fast, full of skill. So, you know, it's going to be an exciting final, and you know, whoever comes out on top is definitely going to be a great representative for our team as a championship going to the finals. But yeah, we're looking forward to it. You know, we think we played hard against them all year, and hopefully, we can play against them hard this weekend.
Logan, the thing about you is, you know, I saw you start your WHL career at 17, and then I saw you end your career at 20 with the same team. Your WHL time went full circle, started in Kamloops, then to Prince Albert, then to Medicine Hat, a short stint with Regina, and then back to Kamloops. How would you sum up your 5 years in the league?
You know, it was a lot of fun. You know, lots of people, they don't like getting traded, but, you know, I enjoyed my experiences. I got to see a lot of different cities, a lot of different teams, and I met a lot of different people, you know, and a lot of great people in my time. I enjoyed every year of it. You know, trades are always hard for everyone, but I managed to get to some great cities and end my career where I started in Kamloops, which is awesome.
Logan, I always ask this question to the university guys about, you know, teammates now that were foes then in the league. Who comes to mind when I say that?
Right. Guys, I don't know. I've played on so many teams. There's so many guys that you play against that you might not like, and you end up playing with them, and then you end up loving them, or guys you play against, and you still hate them. But, you know, guys like Dylan Bredo, you know, he was my roommate in Medicine Hats, and he's on U of A Golden Bears. So, you know, things might be a little different now that we're playing against each other in the final, but, you know, it's always fun to play against guys that you played with before.
You're on the WHL scholarship program. You had 5 years in the league, so that's 5 years of tuition and books at a Canadian college, Canadian university. How has that been for you? How has that benefited you?
It's benefited me a lot, actually. You know, you don't really realize how big of a deal that scholarship is until you actually come to school. You know, just listening to, you know, just kids that don't have that scholarship, you know, paying for school is difficult every year, and to be able to have that scholarship to pay for tuition and textbooks is huge. You know, it allows me to focus on my school even more and just get the good grades that I need and not have to worry about the money part.
Let's talk about school.
What classes are you taking? What's your program, and how are you doing?
Yeah, you know, I managed to get into agriculture and bioresource. It's an ag biz class, or agriculture and business. I managed to get into that for the second term, so I've been taking a lot of business classes and econ and, you know, agriculture stuff that involves business as well. So I've enjoyed it a lot. You know, it's been a fun 2 years so far.
still follow what's going on in the WHL at all? I know that, you know, you had several teams that you played at, and they're all, you know, in the playoff mix. You look at Medicine Hat and Regina leading their divisions right now. The Blazers in the West hanging in there as well. So do you follow what's going on?
I think guys always kind of try to stick around with their teams after they're done. You know, we went to a few Regina Pats versus the Saskatoon Blades games, and that Regina team is scary, and they're looking forward to having a good year, I imagine. But, yeah, you know, like you said, I ended my career in Kamloops, so I always have to keep an eye on them to see how they're doing. You know, some old pals that I know still play there. So hopefully they can, you know, win a few games here and make it into the playoffs and go deep into the playoffs.
Hey, Logan, it's always great to catch up to you, and I know that you're a Keniston, Saskatchewan native there now at the University of Saskatchewan, getting set for the final, the Canada West final against the Alberta Golden Bears here this weekend. It's a best-of-three matchup here. Best of luck to you and your teammates, and we appreciate you spending some time here with us and catching up on WHL this week.
For sure. Thank you very much, Tom.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
The Moose Jaw Warriors are getting hot late the season, backed by strong goaltending. Zach Sochenko is at his best right now. Back-to-back awards for him. James Gallo has more.
Back-to-back WHL and CHL goaltender of the week, Zach Sochenko. And your response, Zach, I mean, pretty good accomplishment. Back-to-back CHL and WHL goaltender of the week and three-time winner of the award throughout the course of the season.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's nice to get recognized, but I think it should be a teamwork. You know, our team's been playing great, and you know, I might get the award, but, you know, it really was a team effort. You know, we're playing really good hockey right now, and we're finding our groove at the right time.
For yourself personally, do you feel as though you're, quote, in the zone right now?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's nice. Obviously, it's a long year, and it's nice to finally find your groove right at the end here. And I don't know what's going on. I'm just feeling on top of the puck. It's kind of hard to describe, but, you know, it's easy to go up there and play.
Obviously, an award, as you had mentioned previously, that you share with your team. How are the guys in front of you helping you out?
Yeah, it's huge. Like I said, it should be a team award. I mean, team's playing great in front of me. You know, it's really easy to go out there and play and stop the puck when I got guys like Hobbsy and Brett and Noah trying to score goals for me, right? It's you know, when my defense are clearing the puck out, you know, it's obviously really easy to play for two. And, you know, like I said, it should be a team award.
Warriors have won six straight hockey games coming into this week. For this hockey team, do you feel as though you guys are finding your confidence at the right time of the year?
Yeah, I think so. I think I've always known we've had a special group here, and I think now we're finally starting to show it kind of against the whole league. I mean, we've kind of had setbacks here and there, but now I think we're finding our groove right at the right time. And, you know, this team's good. You know, a lot of teams don't expect much from this team, but I think we're really underrated, and, you know, we're destined for a deep playoff run.
Last Sunday as well, the Warriors picked up their 20th road win of the season, setting a single-season franchise record, and I'm sure as a guy who's been here for 4 years, that's something you're very proud of.
Yeah, like you said, I've been here for 4 years, and I haven't been able to break that record in my 4 years, and, you know, it's obviously nice to do it with this group of guys. Like I've said time and time again, we got a special group here, and it's nice to finally put our name in the record books.
Back-to-back WHL and CHL goaltender of the week. Congratulations, Zach. Good luck coming up this week.
Thank you.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
The Regina Pats are once again ranked second in the CHL top 10 rankings this week. Forward Nick Henry helped the Pats maintain that position. He's the WHL Player of the Week. Join Phil Andrews.
Well, here with the Western Hockey League Player of the Week, Regina Pats forward Nick Henry, 3 goals and 9 points in 3 games, and 5 or 6 points for the Pats in a good week. I guess, Nick, talk about your success this week. It certainly went well for you, now leading the rookie scoring race in the league.
Yeah, you know, we had some good games as a team. You know, I would have liked to win the last one, but I think personal success comes off team success, and I think, you know, playing with Dawson and Sam, it's a line that's really clicking right now, and we're doing really well, and it's exciting to be a part of.
Yeah, you mentioned I've been doing real well. I mean, a big part of the offense. I mean, Sam, along with you, I mean, a big night on Friday night with 4 goals and an assist. You chip in there. I mean, it's been a line that really all year long has been pretty consistent, but almost at a new level the last while.
Yeah, it's nice. I think, like, we at the start of the year, there was obviously things that we had to iron out, and, you know, we came back after Christmas, had a real hot start, and I think it's just kind of carried on. We've been lucky. We've all stayed pretty healthy, so playing with each other every night and every day, you know, build a lot of chemistry, and we get really comfortable with each other out there.
Yeah, 3 games last week, we mentioned you pick up 5 or 6 points, but those 2 wins, those were dominant, weren't they? Was it good to get back to that level where, you know, you're coming out and, you know, playing maybe to the full potential of this club?
Yeah, I think that's something that it's exciting to get back to. I think we got away from it for a little bit. You know, we got away from our systems, and we kind of didn't play like we wanted to, and then you get back to it there. We played really well in Saskatoon, really well here on Friday night, and I think we were pretty good last night. You know, just a couple penalties here and there, but we outshot them pretty good, so it was pretty good 3 games.
Is it starting to feel like, you know, you're playing for something again? Maybe, I mean, imagine for a little while there when, you know, you're in first place, you're playing a lot of games and a lot of nights, it maybe doesn't have that same intensity, but now with 11 games left on the year, it's starting to feel that excitement again.
Yeah, I guess because you're coming into playoffs and you want to get hot and you want to stay hot going into playoffs, and I think that's a big part for us. And then, you know, you kind of got those little things coming in, like if you want to clinch the division and then you want to win the league, like those are little things, you know, that are in the back of your head, but I think that's kind of just on the back of our head, and, you know, you just want to keep rolling.
Hey, do you have to kind of shield out all those things? I mean, this year, and then you add on the fact that, you know, a lot of people are talking about a Memorial Cup that's like over a year away. I mean, there's a lot of outside things right now, aren't there?
Yeah, there is. I think that's one thing that happens when you're a good hockey team and you're able to play good and you're doing well. So I think that's something that's in the, you just got to kind of forget about some nights and just go out and play.
Do you think at all about, you know, this rookie scoring race you have with the Broncos, Alexi Hepponiemi? You guys kind of go back and forth. I mean, your good week has gotten you a point ahead now.
It's something that you obviously kind of look at, but it's, you know, I'm pretty fortunate to play with Sam and Dawson. You know, they've helped me a lot this year, and, you know, I just want to keep building, and, you know, whatever happens in the end happens, and, you know, it's exciting to be a part of such a good team this year, that's for sure.
So, Mick, thanks for listening. Congrats on being named Player of the Week.
Thank you.
Man, that's the show. Want to say thanks to James Gallo in Moose Jaw, as well as Phil Andrews in Regina for their help. Thanks, guys. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.